This is CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. First, a warning. This story contains graphic details of sexual violence and may not be suitable for all listeners. On Monday, July 24th, members of the South Asian community in Montreal gathered outside of Park Metro to protest an incident of sexual violence in Manipur, India. I spoke with individuals from SADAC, the South Asian Diaspora Action Collective, and CERAS, the South Asia Forum. Speaking first is an organizer that we'll call Haji, refused to give his real name out of fear of reprisal from the Indian government.
So many of you must have heard of the viral video that came out last week of 2 to 3 women being paraded naked and assaulted in Manipur, in India. It's really traumatizing, I mean, for anybody who sees that video. It's basically, in Manipur, there's been a conflict between two communities, and what we have seen is that in this particular video, two to three women from the Kuki Zo community, there's a huge mob which is surrounding these two women, and these two women have been forced to strip off their clothes and paraded through the field. And eventually, one of them was gang-raped by the mob. And the mob was from the other community, of course, the Methi community. But the reality is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many incidents that have happened, so many incidents of assault, sexual assault, or killing of people, violence against women and children, across both the communities. And that's what we're really concerned about, that this is just the tip of the iceberg. The chief minister even went on record, went on one of the news channels, stating that this is just one of the 100 cases that must have happened in Manipur.
In Manipur particularly, there are two different factions. One is primarily Hindu and the other isn't. And the conflict's been going on for several months, and it's just... this is more of a tipping point where it's become viral and folks are knowing this kind of violence has been happening for months.
Speaking now is Titus Banerjee. He says the situation in Manipur is a reflection of a larger culture of violence against ethnic and religious minorities, supported by the BJP government of Narendra Modi. Modi's economic and cultural policies have made it immensely popular among the country's Hindu majority, but this has coincided with an exclusionary Hindu nationalism that human rights watchers find troubling.
They are fueled by a political philosophy called Hindutva, which is inspired by Italian fascism. This movement's been alive for 100 years, and they've been in political power in electoral office for the last 8 to 10 years. As a result of which, because they believe in an exclusionary nationalism, they believe that India should be only for Hindus. And although they consist of a huge part of the population, this excludes Muslims and Christians and Dalits and Sikhs and women and queer folks and all sorts of people that are not your cis, hetero, Hindu high caste person. So we've been seeing various types of human rights violations over the last 8 to 10 years, and they're directly towards these minority communities. Manipur is a very similar example to that.
After over 2 months of silence, Narendra Modi finally spoke out, calling the incident shameful for any civilized nation. He also warned the perpetrators, saying, "What has happened to the daughters of Manipur can never be forgiven." For protesters here in Park Extension, however, this is nothing but empty words.
So the government had been condoning this for a long time. They had been turning a blind eye to this incident for a long time until it became a viral video. And then, because of the global uproar that happened, Modi came out and gave a statement. But it was really only a minute or 2 minutes of a statement that he made on Manipur. For all these 2 months, he had been silent while the whole state had been burning. He had been silent so far, and now when he comes out, he gives a 2-minute speech, And within that speech, he still plays politics. He still blames the opposition for some things. He names two states in India which are belonging to the opposition. And so he plays this political game even when such a terrible incident has happened. He's still not thinking about human rights. It's really crocodile tears, as we say. And let's not forget, for 2 months, Modi was touring the world. He went to the US, he went to France, he went to the Gulf. And while in his own country, people are being killed, lynched, and brutally assaulted.
That's why the groups are planning a trip to Parliament Hill next month. They feel that Canada needs to do more to push for human rights abroad. One way is to make human rights a part of the trade agreement that Canada and India are currently negotiating. Another is to take a harsher stance on individuals and groups promoting this type of violence here in Canada.
In Manipur itself, churches have been burned down. Schools have been burned down. And all over India, places of worship are being attacked. And so we want the Canadian government to be strong to stop people who are belonging to such an ideology to come to Canada. They should not be allowed to come here. And we want organizations which are fostering this hatred within North America to be controlled. There should be a crackdown on these groups which are spreading hatred.
We've seen this kind of horrific sexual violence on social media, on news media, several times over the last decade from India. And the consequences, one can't be too optimistic about it. What we can be optimistic about is talking about international accountability, making sure that eyes are pointed in the direction of the state and that people don't get away with the crimes that they're committing against women without any kind of consequences. So that's something we can definitely do as people outside of the country, people who are abroad. But as far as this stopping in the near future, I can't say I'm very optimistic.
Although the conflict in Manipur has been going on for months, the video of the incident went viral just last week. And while not all members of the community are agreed, these organizers won't stop pushing for accountability anytime soon.
The whole point of coming here was to demand that the BJP government should remove the chief minister from his post. Because remember, this chief minister is responsible for the chaos that's happened in the state. In fact, he came on news, as I mentioned. He came on one of the news channels, and he agreed. He actually accepted that this is just one incident that has gone viral, but there have been several hundreds of women who have been raped. He came on record saying that. And it's shameful how such a person can give such a statement and not take any action.
If you'd like to learn more, Sadak are planning a virtual teach-in this Sunday, July 30th, and we'll be heading to Ottawa on August 20th. Head to the Facebook or Twitter page for the South Asian Diaspora Action Collective for more about both events. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.